A record number of Americans say they are feeling stressed. That's according to a new survey from the American Psychological Association. A majority of respondents say their lives have been changed forever by the pandemic. And as NPR's Ritu Chatterjee reports, money worries and the Russian invasion of Ukraine are making things worse.
80% of respondents said they're stressed about the situation in Europe and the possibility of cyber attacks and nuclear threats from Russia. 87% reported being stressed by inflation and rising costs. Vale Wright is Senior Director of Healthcare Innovation at the American Psychological Association. She says these are the highest stress levels recorded by the survey in 15 years.
Typically, our highest levels of stress have been in the mid-60s, so hitting, for example, 87 for inflation as a source of stress is truly astounding.
Nearly 90% also reported that it feels like there's been a constant state of crises without a break over the last 2 years.
The survey revealed widespread grief, sense of loss, continual hardships for vulnerable populations, including communities of color.
Latinos and Blacks were more likely to report stress over money and housing than whites. Latinos and Asians were more likely to report that the pandemic continues to be a daily stressor. And people are coping in unhealthy ways, drinking more than usual or eating too much or too little.
After facing 2 years of stressors relating to the global pandemic, Americans are really feeling battered.
Mental health care providers say their patients are reporting feeling exhausted. Psychiatrist Dr. Jesse Gold is at Washington University in St. Louis.
Exhaustion makes so much sense when you have nothing left to give, in that we're still running that same marathon and they keep still moving the finish line.
She says the fear of COVID, rising costs, and the conflict in Ukraine is keeping people on edge.
We're very scared that the next shoe will drop.
It's a normal reaction, but Gold says it's important to find ways to manage their anxiety.
Pick something to do in the next couple weeks that is just for you.
Even something as simple as going for a walk by yourself or with a friend. Anything that brings a little joy to ease the stress. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.